The kids need to come on down. Here we go.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Oh, don't get so comfortable. Don't get so comfortable. You're going to help me this morning. Let's all everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Now, we're going to divide up into two imaginary families, okay? Now, I need a mother. I need two mothers for our two imaginary families. So we'll have one mother here and one mother there. Would you go stand over here and you stand there? Now, all the kids get in the middle. Come to the middle. Mothers stand on either side. You're going to stand back right over here. Okay. And now, we're in our pretend family over here, you're going to have a husband. So, Mom, you stand back over here. You're the tallest one. Whoops, excuse me. You come on over and be the husband. And Mom is in the kitchen cooking, and Dad's going to be out in his garage doing something magical. And we're going to have two children. Oh, good. We have a baby right here. This is fine. And then we're going to have an older child in her bedroom over here because she's got her computer and all her fun things that she's doing, right? Okay, good. Now, everybody else, come over here with Mom. You live in the third world. Your family's all over here. And your house goes from here. You have to sit down. Squinch in. Everybody squinch in. Squinch in over here. Babies, too. Y'all get over here. You live in India or South America. And you don't have a room to yourself. Y'all have to be inside. Come on, squinch in. Squinch in. Squinch in. No, no, you can't go out there. That's the back alley. You can't go in the back alley. That's too dangerous. You have to be right up in there. Squinch in. Squinch in. Oh, my goodness, it's nighttime. Well, Mom and Dad, you've got your own room, and you have a roof over your head. You've got your own room, and you're fine. Baby goes to sleep. She has her own room, probably her own bathroom, too. All right, you guys are fine. Now, Mom, where's Mom going over here? Mom, it's raining, and you don't have room in your house for all of your extended family. What are you going to do? Who's going to sleep outside in the rain? Mom's going outside. Well, you see, we can't let you do that because if you get sick, then you can't take care of the rest of the family. So some of the older people will have to stay outside in the rain. You're old. You're very old, so you're going to have to stay outside. But because you have the baby, you have to stay inside. You're old. You can stay outside. And you have the baby. Okay. The guys... Okay, you guys are strong and healthy. You can stay outside in the alley in the rain. You guys come out and stay out here, over here, or outside in the alley right there, back in the alley. The rest of you scrunch down inside and try and stay warm and okay? Yeah, okay. How you guys doing in your bedroom over there? You comfy, warm? Yeah, all right, that's what I thought. Okay, and the sun comes up, and it's breakfast time, isn't it? And Mom, here you go. Ta-da! For your family, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You have 1.5 cookies to divide up. Figure that one out. And our American family, y'all come over to breakfast with Mom. Here you go. Here's your cookies. Come on in. Have your breakfast. How many cookies do you think you have there? Excuse me? What are you trying to do? Yeah! They got all the cookies. You picked the wrong family. No. You got assigned to the wrong family, didn't you? Well, my goodness. So, how do you feel over here? What? Rich. Really rich. You have your own room. You have your own roof over your head. You have probably 3 dozen cookies. What does Jesus tell you to do? Give some to them. Now, I want to ask you over here, though, how do you guys feel with them having all the cookies and you only have 1.5? You feel poor? What do you feel? You're mad at them. That's right. You're angry. And what? You don't have anything to eat. That's right. It's very hard when you're the rest of the world and you see what we have. And even our poorest people in this country have more than the rest of the world. So that's one of the easiest ways to do what Jesus wants us to do, which is to what? To give and share. One of the easiest and best ways is to give our money to the church to share everything that God has given us, because God has given us all of our good things. So after our prayer, you're going to go take your cups out into the audience and collect some of that sharing that's going to go into Jeremiah's mouth so we can help feed the rest of the world. And you'll also, after you bring your money back, then you can have cookies to take home with you. Okay? Okay. Let's go. Let's pray. Y'all come together. Come over here. Let's all pray. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for loving us. Help us serve you by giving our tithes, our talents, and our time to your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All God's people said, amen. Take your cups and get your money and bring it up here.
Our second song of praise will be Trading My Sorrows, which is on that white sheet also on screen.